Welcome back to I'm Live. My name's Charles Latoy, and this is the part of the program that we devote to the tech impact. See what tech impact has in your life, or what impact tech has on your life. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I started with this idea that I want you to sort of move away from technology. Technology has impacted us in such a great way that a lot of people are struggling to move away from technology. And that's why I sort of try to focus this. And I want you I've got three things that I want you to do that see if you're capable of doing them in order for you to move away from technology and actually move towards something that was considered technology, but just something that's helping you stress a bit less. The first thing that I want you to consider this week is, when it comes to technology and something that was a technological advancement years ago, when's the last time that you actually sat down and built a puzzle? Now, the reason I'm asking that is I've recently acquired a puzzle. It's 1,000 pieces. My wife bought it for me and she gave it to me, and I'm just like, wow, I love motorcycles. So it was a motorcycle picture on the front. And I'm like, wow, this is so cool. I'm quickly going to sit down and see if I can build this 1,000-piece puzzle, because I build Legos and I consider myself quite technical. Yeah, it's been a week. I've almost got a third of it done. And whenever I'm frustrated or whenever I'm irritated and things happen around me, I go sit down at my board and I just wear the puzzle. And it is absolutely, absolutely amazing. Just the way that you can calm down, the way that you can get away from anything by building this puzzle. So that is something that I would like to recommend you. But I need to tell you this. Like, listen, don't get the smaller ones. The 300-piece ones, you can build that in the afternoon. It's going to have a great impact, but it's not the same as the 1,000-piece one that I want you to build. Get a 1,000-piece one. Now you're going to ask me, Shaw, but this is very expensive. If it is expensive, you're at the wrong shops. They really aren't expensive. Don't go to the massive chain stores. They probably will be more expensive there. But I've got mine, and it really, really is not expensive. It costs less than a book. So just to put that into perspective. The second thing that I would want you to do is board games. But there's a specific board game that I want you to consider purchasing. But this is quite expensive, but it's a South African board game. And the board game's name is called You Know Me. But it is written in sort of this weird Asian language, so it sounds like the puzzle's name is You Know Me. But it is actually just a funny way of saying You Know Me. So there's a person that asks a question, and then the people sitting with that person having a discussion should answer that question. And how accurately you answer that question pertaining to the guest speaker or the spotlight asker or the spotlight person is the amount of points you'll be getting. Certain questions get 5 points. Other questions get just 1 point. And then you move, and the person that knows the people around the table the best is the one that's winning. And it's cool because you learn new things about people. Some of them are, has the spotlight person ever been to the United States, for instance? And then you can answer yes or no. That obviously can be an easier question. The rest would be, what's the most loved childhood pet name or whatever. That's a more difficult question. But it's just it's so engaging. And you can sit and you can talk with people and you can learn so much about your friends and your family by just spending this quality time. This quality time you will not experience when you're sitting in front of a TV or a computer or on your phone. You don't experience that. You need to look some people in the eye. You need to be able to touch them, feel them, and know that they are with you. And then you grow as a person with them. Right? And the great thing about this is you can have a meal, and while everybody's having a meal, it's just this potluck meal. You play this game and everything goes the same. Same can be said with a puzzle. Have your friends gather around, everybody sits and build the puzzle.